You could learn to drive a car, but you couldn't learn to lower your blood pressure. Of course, there were those yogis who supposedly could reduce oxygen requirements of their body and slow their heartbeats to near death. They could reverse intestinal peristalsis and drink liquids through the anus. But that was all unproven, and theoretically impossible. Gerhard nodded cautiously. Well, it turns out to be perfectly possible. You can teach a rat to blush in only one ear, right ear or left ear, take your pick. You can teach it to lower or raise blood pressure or heartbeat, and you can do the same thing with people. It's not impossible. It can be done. How? He asked the question with unabashed curiosity. Whatever embarrassment he had felt before was gone. Well, with people who have high blood pressure, for instance, all you do is put them in a room with a blood pressure cuff on their arm. Whenever the blood pressure goes down, a bell rings. You tell the person to try to make the bell ring as often as possible. They work for that reward, a bell ringing. At first it happens by accident, then pretty soon they learn how to make it happen more often. The bell rings more frequently. After a few hours, it's ringing a lot. Gerhard scratched his head. And you think Benson is producing more seizures to be rewarded with shocks? Yes. Well, what's the difference? He still can't have any seizures. The computer always prevents them from happening. Not true, she said. A couple of years ago, a Norwegian schizophrenic was wired up and allowed to stimulate a pleasure terminal as often as he wanted. He pushed himself into a convulsion by overstimulating himself. Gerhard winced. Richards, who had been watching the computer console, suddenly said, "Something's wrong." "What is it?" "We're not getting readings anymore." On the screen they saw 11:32, nothing. 11:42, nothing. Ross looked and sighed. "See if you can get a computer extrapolation of that curve," she said. "See if he's really going into a learning cycle and how fast." She started for the door. "I'm going to see what's happened to Benson." Friday, March 12th, 1971. Breakdown. Chapter 1. The 7th special surgical floor was quiet. There were two nurses at the station. One was making progress notes in a patient's chart, the other was eating a candy bar and reading a movie magazine. Neither paid much attention to Ross as she went to the chart shelf, opened Benson's record, and checked it. She wanted to be certain that Benson had received all his medications, and to her astonishment, she found that he had not. "Why hasn't Benson gotten his Thorazine?" she demanded. The nurses looked up in surprise. "Benson? The patient in 710. She glanced at her watch. It was after midnight. He was supposed to be started on Thorazine at noon, 12 hours ago. "I'm sorry, may I?" One of the nurses reached for the chart. Ross handed it to her and watched while she turned to the page of nursing orders. McPherson's order for Thorazine was circled in red by a nurse, with the cryptic note,